This is VOA News via remote. The UN humanitarian chief is urging Myanmar's military leaders to provide unimpeded access to the more than 3 million people in need of life-saving humanitarian assistance since government forces seized power on February 1st because of growing conflict and insecurity, COVID-19, and a failing economy. Martin Griffiths warned that without an end to violence and a peaceful resolution of Myanmar's crisis, this number will only rise. He also urged donors to respond to the UN appeal, saying less than half of the $385 million required has been raised since the military ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Monday was the first anniversary of the 2020 elections in Myanmar, which were deemed free and fair by domestic and international observers. That's according to the UN spokesman, Stephane Dujarric. They were won by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party with approximately 80% of the elected seats in the upper and lower houses of parliament. The military is rejecting those results, claiming the vote was fraudulent. A suspected Ukrainian hacker has been arrested and charged in the United States in connection with a string of costly ransomware attacks, including one that snarled businesses around the globe on the 4th of July weekend. Yaroslav Vensinsky was arrested last month after traveling to Poland. The Justice Department in the U.S. also announced the recovery of $6.1 million in ill-gotten funds from a Russian national who was separately charged and is wanted by law enforcement. Both men are alleged to be affiliated with the Russia-based Revolt ransomware gang, which has been blamed for hacks that have extorted at least $200 million. This is VOA News. People fleeing Ethiopia say that a new round of deadly attacks and forced conscription has begun against ethnic Tigrayans who remain in an area now controlled by Amhara regional authorities in collaboration with soldiers from neighboring Eritrea. The war is intensifying as rival Tigray forces approach Ethiopia's capital with the intention of pressuring the prime minister to step aside. The threat led Ethiopia's government to declare a state of emergency last week, while the United States and other countries urged citizens to leave immediately. U.S. and African Union envoys have been holding urgent talks in Ethiopia in search of a ceasefire. Hundreds, if not thousands, of migrants have sought to storm the border from Belarus into Poland, cutting razor wire fences and using branches to try and climb over them. The siege on Monday escalated a crisis along the European Union's eastern border that has been simmering for months. Poland's interior ministry said it had rebuffed the illegal invasion. It posted a video showing armed police officers using a chemical spray across the fence at men who were trying to cut the razor wire. Some migrants threw objects at police. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called on the bloc's 27 nations to approve extended sanctions on the Belarusian authorities responsible for what they called a hybrid attack. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will have a rare virtual encounter this week as they gather online with other Pacific Rim leaders to chart a path to recovery out of the crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. New Zealand is hosting this year's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, which culminates in a leaders' meeting on Saturday. Coronavirus restrictions mean this year's event is being held entirely online. The meeting comes against the backdrop of increased barriers between many of the countries as nations have imposed pandemic border restrictions and as geopolitical tensions have risen. The leader of an effort by Central American migrants to walk across southern Mexico says that the group will now head to the U.S. border rather than Mexico City. He said in a video Monday that he will try to organize another caravan of thousands of migrants to reach the Gulf Coast state of Veracruz, but then both set out for the border. He said the group has been pursued and harassed by Mexican government officials. The change of plans reflects the group's desperation. He said they got a cold welcome from one town that initially refused to let them enter for fear of spreading COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.